Tom, on the fiscal front here, you know, a lot of issues coming down. The bill coming out of Congress, you know, more than 2,000 pages, Tom. A lot of stuff in there that the IRS needs to get ahead of because there are a lot of tax implications about some of the stimulus that is coming down. Let's get some color on that. We'll do that with Bloomberg Tax Senior IRS and Treasury Reporter Allison Verspiel. Allison, again, just page after page after page of fiscal stimulus in this piece of legislation. I'm sure most Congress folks aren't even going to have a chance to really go through it. Talk to us about the tax aspects of it and what is ahead for the IRS.
Sure. And I'd obviously be remiss if I didn't at least address the elephant in the room, the president's comments last night. He called the bill a disgrace, threatened to derail it completely if certain changes weren't made. But if this does go forward as planned, there are a number of tax provisions that the IRS is going to address within the next month before the filing season kicks off. You know, a great example of this are actually the direct to payments that are at the center of the president's ire right now. You know, the IRS, to get those payments out quickly, has had to use old income data. So there are individuals who, you know, may be due for a higher payment if their incomes fell in 2020, if they had a new child in 2020. And all of that has to be claimed on their upcoming tax return. So you know, they have work on their end, and the IRS has to update tax software, forms, instructions before the filing season.
Is $600 or $2,000 or split the difference $1,300? Is that taxable income?
So that's not taxable income, you know, which is great for individuals. You know, so that's not something that they're going to have to worry about.
So, Allison, I know there's some incentives in there for, you know, anything from renewable energy projects to, you know, brewers, winemakers, distillers. I mean, how does the IRS deal with this on such short notice, given that, you know, again, as you mentioned, tax season for a lot of companies and individuals actually begins early in the calendar year?
No, that's right. And I mean, the good thing about some of those measures, which those are what people call extenders, a lot of them were actually already in place for 2020. And so what the new bill did was either make them permanent or extend them, you know, 2021 and beyond.
Right.
So essentially, the IRS should already have its software and everything adapted for people's 2020 tax returns, which is what people will file next year. So it has some time to kind of update things for the following years.
Well, I mean, I know you're only through chapter three, you know, you're where the Mandalorian meets the baby Yoda, but very importantly here, do you perceive this to be legislation, if and when it gets passed, that will not disrupt people's individual tax season? Or can it be disruptive where we've all got to have our radar up as we get to file our taxes?
So for the IRS, most people that I talked to said they don't see it being too disruptive for them because the great thing about even the provisions that impact the upcoming filing season, for the most part, were mirrored after things that we've already seen the IRS adapt to. Where you could see some disruptions are, you know, with individual taxpayers. This is a lot of new stuff that people are having to digest, a lot more opportunity for people to make mistakes on their returns. And if they do make mistakes, their returns get held up, refunds potentially get held up, which obviously this is a bad time for that to happen.
So what's the expectation here, Allison? Is the IRS, are they going to be able to get this done? I mean, when I think of government entities, IRS included, they're not the most nimble of foot here. How do you think they're going to adapt to not only this bill, but maybe something that may come from the first 100 days of the Biden administration?
So I think you're correct. I mean, the IRS is not necessarily known for its speed. I think when it comes to the filing season, most people, you know, like I said, some of the provisions are mirrored after past, like disaster relief provisions. And the IRS has kind of done this before. So hopefully there's not too much of an impact on the actual filing season. I think where we may see some issues, you know, the IRS only has a very small time frame to deliver the new direct payments. Under the law, it has to have all of those delivered by January 15th. And so that's, you know, essentially giving it just a few weeks to get on hundreds of millions of payments.
If you got some free time, Allison, can you do my taxes end of January, maybe first week of February? Allison Verspiel, expert on taxes for Bloomberg, our senior IRS and Treasury reporter there with a first look at the stimulus and what it could mean for the gyrations of the moment.